The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you best. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. Our guy Brian Baldinger will join us at some point during the show today on this phenomenal Football Friday to break down round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. We're going to start giving you all our bets for tonight, 20 minutes from now, with the Bucks and the Pacers. That game tips off in about 40 minutes, so bets for Milwaukee and Indiana 20 minutes from now. And in the power hour, the final hour of the show, we will roll through not just tonight's slate in Major League Baseball and the NBA and NHL playoffs, but all the playoff games this weekend as well. Very much look forward to that. We will also get to offensive and defensive rookie of the year in the NFL. I really just want to fire off my take on defensive rookie of the year. We could spend a couple minutes talking offensive rookie as well. But we will kick off this hour by recapping what we saw last night in the NFL draft with a guy I'm sure is pretty happy right now, being from the Chicago area, after the Bears absolutely cleaned up on Thursday night. And that is former Bears head coach, the great Dave Wannstedt. 670 The Score in Chicago, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports Chicago on Twitter, at Coach Wannstedt. Coach, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's your pals Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. How's it going?
It's going good, Nick. Yes, you and Ken. Hey, Nick, let me tell you, what are you betting on? Having a little boy or a little girl? Where's the money?
I appreciate that. Well, I have the answer to the question. I'm having a girl.
Right, the results are
so
in.
If anyone wants to like post that betting market, I would like to bet a significant amount of money into it on girl.
Oh, congratulations. I was talking with our good friend Mitch Rosen last night up at the Score, getting ready to do a draft special, and I told him I was coming on with you guys, and we got talking about you, so congratulations. I'm sure everything will be great.
I appreciate that very much, Coach. Yeah, thank you very much.
There you go. And Coach, this might be, like, the last time you talk to Nick. We're getting down to it here a little bit, too. This might be the last time you talk to Nick before he comes out the other side. He's a new man, a different guy. So be interested to see how that goes. Want to ask you about the Bears, obviously, first. And, you know, like Nick mentioned it when he brought you on, like, probably pretty excited right now. Caleb, Adunze, people are saying playoffs, the win total is 8.5. So even the betting market coach says, man, Bears going to go like over 500 this year. There's just a lot of optimism and a lot of reason to be excited about this year. How are you feeling about how the Bears did last night and what you think they'll do this season?
Well, I'm all in with everything that's happened so far. Yes, you know, it's a very unique situation because generally, like when we were at Dallas and we drafted Troy Aikman, he had no help. We had no supporting cast. I think he got sacked 9 times in his first game. And it was a tough first couple of years for Troy, which is usually the standard. If you got the first pick in the draft, generally you're the worst team in the league. You got no players. You can't win. It's kind of a restart. But this is so different here in Chicago because, you know, they got a top 10 defense. They've been first or second in the league in running the football the last couple of years. They made some nice trades. I mean, you know, Montez Sweat and Keenan Allen. And I mean, they've added some really good players on both sides of the ball. All they needed really was a quarterback to come in and I don't want to say manage the game, but give them a chance in the fourth quarter to be able to win a game if they're behind or if they're tied. And I think that's happened with Caleb Williams. I know that Chicago's fired up. I'll tell you, the best thing that's happened is about a week ago is when it really kind of came to light that, hey, he's going to be a Bear. You know, I mean, the Bears weren't – the Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles, he didn't admit it publicly, but he insinuated. And all of a sudden, Caleb started talking about Chicago, the great city. He was doing a bunch of interviews, and he really grew on – he was saying the right things, you know, and he grew on the people here in Chicago. So, I mean, that time before the draft really, I think, was important to him leading up to when he became the first pick as far as people getting to know him.
So honeymoon period, I think it's fair to say right now, with Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze, and the Chicago Bears, the games are going to start in September, and the win total, Coach, for the Chicago Bears as it stands right now is 8.5. And I will use that as an opportunity to ask you this question, and this can be a pencil, not pen answer. We'll see what happens with the rest of the draft and the offseason. Will the Chicago Bears finish above or below 500 this season in a really, really tough division?
No, they'll be above 500. I believe they're going to be a playoff team. I really do. Because there's the other teams in our division are tough. They're very similar. I mean, Minnesota's going to be playing with J.J. McCarthy, a rookie. You know, Jordan Love is just really working into his second season as a starter. You know, so, you know, overall in the division, Detroit is the team to beat, obviously. But I really think that the Bears are in a position. They got the last place schedule. You know, I don't know if that means anything or not. It generally helps a little bit. I believe that they will win more than 500. I'm going to take it a step farther. I think they're going to be a playoff team this year.
And the Bears playoff odds basically like -110 each way. So kind of like same implied probability that they're going to make the playoffs or miss the playoffs. Obviously much different than the last couple of years. So Coach Caleb Williams and the Bears and this optimism, that was definitely one storyline from the draft last night. Another one, we talked about this already on the show. I was shocked. I mean, just like really like mouth open, just like couldn't believe it. When the Atlanta Falcons took Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick, like you've been around the league a really long time. Like you've seen a lot of drafts. You've been around the draft for a really long time. What was your level of surprise when that pick came in? And do you agree with Atlanta's choice to go with a quarterback there at number 8?
No, I do not agree with it. I was shocked like everybody else. I mean, from the standpoint that, you know, why did you spend that money on Kirk Cousins? And I know he's got just 2 years guaranteed, you know, but Michael Penix is going to be 24 years old. He's had double knee surgeries. That was a little bit of a concern to people, his age and the injuries, even though I think he's a great player and he's a first-round player. But I was shocked. I was expecting Atlanta to trade out of that pick because I was looking at my value chart and I was saying for Denver – who needed a quarterback, for Minnesota and the Raiders, if they wanted to move up there to number 8 in Atlanta spot, it was going to cost them a third. So I said, you know, somebody's going to do that. Right now, someone's going to pull the plug, and they're going to make a trade. And because that's what I was thinking the Bears should have done if Odunze wasn't there. That was the only guy that I think they were focused on that had a value of being worthy of being taken in the 9th pick. I mean, you know, you got to be ready to take somebody. I get that. But if they could have traded out, if he wasn't there, I think they would have. And they would have picked up a third-round pick from one of those three teams to move back a few spots and probably still get a quality starting player. So to answer your question, I was shocked that they took him. I didn't agree with it. I really thought that they would trade down and take a pass rusher.
You bet here with Nick and Ken on a Friday. Coach Dave Wanstead with us here, breaking down the NFL draft on Twitter at Coach Wanstead. Coach, what do you make of the Denver Broncos selecting Bo Nix to run Sean Payton's offense and how that's going to look this season?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm a big Bo Nix fan. Number one, the guy, he's a mature, smart football player. I mean, this guy started 61 games during his college career, obviously at Auburn and here. The ball comes out. He makes about as quick a decisions, and the ball comes out as fast as any quarterback in this draft, probably number one in that category. And maybe he's not throwing the ball down the field as much as you'd like, but the ball's coming out, and he's got a good – he's accurate. And when you think of Drew Brees, that's what Drew Brees was. He'd take his shots down the field, but Drew would get quick decisions. The ball came out. Drew, in his early years, was a better athlete than people gave him credit for. It's the same thing with Bo Nix. So I think this is a perfect fit for Sean Payton in Denver. I really do. I'm a big fan of that.
Coach, I want to ask you about J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota also. You know, I think Penix and Nix were maybe more surprising first-round picks, or at least like early first-round picks, that they were both gone by 12. I think everybody kind of thought J.J. McCarthy would be a first-round pick, just would somebody trade up for him, how many teams were interested, and this back and forth about stats versus winning and the system that you play in. So curious kind of how you see him fitting. And obviously, you know, you're a Chicago guy. We talked about Caleb and the Bears. The Bears are going to – Caleb's going to see J.J. McCarthy probably twice this year, and maybe who wins those games determines who wins the division, goes to the playoffs. What about J.J. McCarthy with Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings?
Oh, they look at the supporting cast. I don't know if their defense is as good as the Bears, but they're still guys with Jefferson, Hawkinson, and the kid, he was at Pitt and went to USC, Addison. Think about the skill that he's going to have to work with right off the bat. He's going to be plenty smart enough. He was coached by Jim Harbaugh, who's an NFL mentality coach. And let me say this. I think the thing that got Justin Fields and really the determining factor in quarterbacks, this is my opinion, your team's down by 10 with 6 minutes to go in the game. Do you have a quarterback when they know you're going to throw, you have to throw, do you have a quarterback that can lead your team down the field twice and score twice and win the game? Against Alabama, in the run for the national championship, that's where J.J. McCarthy was. He was behind a touchdown. He takes him down and scores, takes it to overtime against Alabama, gets the football again, and takes it down and puts it in the end zone. You know, just because they didn't throw it as much, and I think the receiver at Michigan, Roman, I think maybe
Roman
his
Wilson.
Last name. Roman Wilson he is a better player than what he had a great Senior Bowl, but you know, he didn't get that many opportunities because they were a defense heavy run football team. JJ McCarthy is going to be just fine, guys. Trust me. He's got that. He is committed, and he will not be one of those quarterbacks. He will keep the main thing the main thing. That's just his mindset.
Can Daniel Jones be one of those quarterbacks moving forward for the New York Football Giants with Malik Nabers now as a receiver? We haven't seen it in the past. Any confidence that Jones can be someone he hasn't been previously this year for the Giants? Maybe in about a minute, Coach, so we can ask you about Jaden Daniels.
I don't know. I was really excited like you guys were. I know you're
You
Giants
can say
people,
no if you want you know, to, Coach. You can say no. Yeah, I say no. It's okay.
Unless he has a dominant running game, that's his best chance of being successful. If they're going to not get into a heavy run, play action pass, movement passes, then I think that he's boxed in, and I don't see it working out.
So
Coach,
no.
In about a minute.
Fair.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, Nick, not a fan either, to be fair. Coach, I want to ask you about Jaden Daniels in Washington here in about a minute. Maybe just the fit of quarterback to Dan Quinn, coach. New regime, obviously, there. How much optimism that this is going to work with Quinn and Jaden Daniels here in about a minute?
Yeah, I like him as the second best quarterback. So you got the second best player. And the thing that I do like about him, Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator at Washington. He was the guy, everywhere he's been, he's had a quarterback that could move. Not necessarily a runner, even though Daniels can do it. But, you know, the Baker Mayfields when he was at Oklahoma, obviously Tyler in Arizona, he drafted, the quarterback that's out there now. They got to give, you know, he's had athletic quarterbacks everywhere he's been. And
Kyler
I
Murray?
Think this will be no Kyler Murray. And he's got some Kyler Murray in it from the standpoint that he's athletic. You know, Daniels can run. He can throw. So I think the blueprint for what Cliff Kingsbury really wants in a quarterback, the Kyler Murray mentality, I think it's a perfect fit for what he wants to do from a philosophy standpoint.
Coach, we appreciate the time. The breakdown is always awesome and appreciate the well wishes on this could happen any day for me. Kind of has me in a state of existential dread every waking hour, and the ones when I'm asleep also. Coach, we love having you. We really appreciate it. 670 The Score in Chicago, the Big Ten Network, NBC Sports Chicago on Twitter at Coach Wanstead. Stay well. Enjoy the rest of the NFL draft. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See you next week, Kenny. Bye-bye.
Coach Wanstead joining us here on You Better You Bet. Giants are going to suck this year. Like, they really just are.
He tried to let you down a little easy there with that answer.
You didn't have to.
I think we could all read the tone. I think we could all hear what was going on. It just, like, again, like, it's not like the market thinks they're going to be good. The win total 6.5. The market thinks they're going to be bad. It's just like, is it ever anything different than that? That's the problem. And with every other team, you can make some upside ceiling half-brained argument. And you get to the Giants and you go, like, nah, man, it's just 6.5. Like, that's just what it is. Like, it's like, sorry. That's so depressing. So, I'm sorry. Yeah, Malik Nabers, I guess that's cool.
Yes, you know what? I'll watch my Super Bowl 42 and then, you know, the 46 DVD and everything will be okay. All right, Bucks Pacers bets coming up next and more National Football League breakdown.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.